I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I like this question because I've been seeing a lot of people speculating because obviously we just heard about the schedule announced for the Seahawks and Monday Night Football, the first game for your Seahawks, the home opener, taking on the Denver Broncos featuring the hated Russell Wilson.
How crazy is that?
And somebody said, who should raise the 12th man flag for the home opener? I vote Future, LOL.
Future,
that's hysterical.
That would be amazing. That's hysterical.
I wonder if they're going to play more Future at Seahawks games just to kind of like I don't see the Seahawks are a classy organization. I don't really see them like trolling
Russ. Unless you know, somebody is, you know, slips through the cracks.
Yes.
He's got the temperament that we have.
Oh, like if I was in charge of, I'd probably hire Golden Tate and Doug Baldwin to raise the 12th man flag.
That's what you're talking about. Yeah.
And I mean, what is it? September. And what month are we in? May.
Yeah.
Do you think you could teach somebody to sing by September?
Singing lessons? Come on.
Then we have the former Mrs. Wilson, Ashton, sing the national anthem.
Is that
too much?
That would be trippy. I mean, look, if you're trying to get in the head of a player, if Richard Sherman was in charge of all this, he would say, yes, do it.
Oh, yeah, bring in Richard as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, Richard's all about getting in the heads of the opponents. And look, when the game is on, everything is fair game. And so I'm all for it. Anything to rattle Russell.
But that would go down in the history books. The Seahawks hired a professional singer to teach Russell Wilson's ex-wife how to sing so she can sing at the national anthem.
And
wouldn't that be insane?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you got Future raising the 12th man. Oh, yeah.
Or Golden Tate.
Yeah.
Or Angry Doug.
Angry Doug.
Angry Doug.
Yeah. Love this plan.
Actually, having Doug Baldwin raise the 12th man flag would be pretty amazing.
Well, Doug Baldwin. Now, I don't know, man, I'm missing something. I understand, Golden Tate because of the allegations of what went on between him and maybe somebody's ex-wife. Mm-hmm. What about Doug? What's Doug Baldwin doing that would piss off Russell? I'm missing this.
Doug was always known for not being, like, him and Russell would always get into, like, arguments, apparently.
Oh,
that was the
just
rumor.
That stuff,
like,
okay.
Not, like, real, like, hatred towards each other, but from what it sounded like is that, like, you know, they worked really well together, but there was, like, a negative chemistry that worked well for those two.
Yeah.
And that's just speculation, of course.
Here's what I will tell you. It feels to me like just the demeanor of both of them when they both spoke. Doug Baldwin struck me as a more genuine person, where Russell just seemed like he was saying what you're supposed to say.
Yes.
And
including pretend cursing on that damn Broncos video. I swear.
Yeah.
I'm willing to put all of my money in my pocket right now, down that he did not actually swear in that video.
I think you're right about that. I feel like that just isn't something that, Russell would do. He wouldn't be saying the real words, and you don't have to if they're going to bleep you out.
If that video ever surfaces, my gosh, it's going to be amazing.
But it wouldn't, I think everybody would just be like, I kind of figured. No one's going to be like, oh, that phony.
No, but I still want to see it. Like, at that point, it would just be hilarious to witness.
Yeah, I'm sure it's that fudging guy is what he's saying.
Rev, do you have that clip? It was the second clip from the Broncos video where Russell Wilson's pretending to be an intern for the Denver Broncos, and he starts going off on Russell Wilson's house and then some other stuff as well.
And Peyton Manning, I think, yeah.
Yes.
There's 12 bathrooms, 4 beds. Like, who does that? They need to get some more bedrooms.
Hey, new guy. Peyton wants some honey in his tea, and I want the good shit.
This guy's unbelievable. Who has honey at the facility?
Yeah, we don't even hear a goon at the end of it.
Yeah.
Or a
yeah.
He probably just said, like, heck.
Yeah.
Heckin'.
Yeah.
I you know what? That's a good bet to take, Steve, that Russell never actually swore in when those bleeps. That's a good way. That's a good way to take it.
I'm so excited for that game.
Oh, yeah.
It's I mean, when I know more about what our team is going to look like, it's still an amazing game. It's a good job in the NFL saying, yes, this is the biggest drama of the season. And again, it is cool that we're involved because Seattle was never, ever even thought about when it came to football for so many years. Nobody cared about us. So even though Russell's not on the team anymore, we're still the focal point of what could be the biggest game of the season, at least the biggest game of the season to start a season.
BJ, it's funny you say that, though, because anyone who's like in their 20s has no idea of what you're saying. Because I think for the last 10 or so years, yeah, the Seahawks have been viewed at a very high,
you're
even
right,
longer. Mm-hmm. You know, I think those days of us having that chip on our shoulder, that's a chip that only the old folks like us have.
You are right, and that, you know, plus the whole Sonics leaving, and it just all you know, and really us being considered, I think we were voted the worst sports town in America out of the major cities.
But that was over 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you're right that they don't know, and yet we lived it, man.
We did. You don't know our struggle.
And when I first came here a skillion years ago, there were blackouts of the Seahawks games because nobody was going.
They could not sell them out.
Yeah.
Right now, it's for that opening game, the cheapest tickets I've found are $296 for nosebleeds.
Yeah, and it's a corner nosebleeds.
Yeah, it's
too.
Corner nosebleeds before fees.
Unless this is a miracle season that nobody expects, price will go down a lot.
So you see,
yeah,
after that first
there was,
game.
There was so one time last year that they were like $25, remember?
I know.
I
knew that the first game would always go for a pretty penny, even if it wasn't against the Broncos, because everyone's excited no matter what. But then the prices might go down because the team's not playing well. So yeah. Did you notice that the Monday night game, September 12th, #12thman.
Oh, okay.
Hashtag the numbers are in our stars, or okay, however that works.
Yeah, however you guys want to look at it. I'm high on Levi. Of course, you're
locked on lock, baby.
You're locked on lock. And everyone's saying no to Gino. So I
please no. Dude, did you see? So I don't know if you had a chance though to watch the Seahawks. Someone even asked if we watched that video of the Seahawks pranking their players about the schedule, which was very funny. It's a long video, but it's super funny. But while I'm watching, I'm like, who's the dorky guy that's always there with the team? And then I realized, oh, that's Drew Locke. Not in a bad way. Dorks, no dorks, you know. But he doesn't look like, you know, he just looks like a young kid.
Yeah,
he's such a baby face.
Well, I'm excited because I feel like the kind of offense they want to run, as long as he doesn't break anything, right? I mean, we want to run the ball a lot, and hopefully
you sound like my parents when we go shopping.
Yeah, I mean, that's really...
Steven, keep your hands in your pockets. So
that's
break
all you
anything.
Want. You just don't want, you know, to sit there and have a great drive and then have, like, your quarterback throw an interception or your quarterback fumbling the ball. You don't want to do too much, you know, that's, I think, what they want out of anybody, unless, of course, they get pleasantly surprised by my guy Levi and they go, holy cow. Wow, it's Russell too. How cool is this?
You and your Levi, man.
I want Levi. How cool would it be?
I don't even think he's not even gonna make the practice squad.
Okay. You know, maybe you're right.
Whoa.
But the skill set and everything they talk about with this guy, why they picked him up in the first place. Imagine the new, like, if you're Russell Wilson, you see the younger version of you on the other side of the field. Like, talk about being replaced, and you realize the guy is just me, but younger. I mean, if that comes to be, if Levi can make the team. Because that's everything I've read about him is that he does everything that Russell did. You know, mobile, big hands. I mean, all the way they described it was like, you'd swear they were writing about Russell.
We need short. We need to draft him. We didn't even draft him. We need to sign because nobody else picked him, including us. But we need to get a guy with big hands that's mobile.
Yeah, a short dude that's got big hands that's mobile. That's pretty much Russell Wilson.
I'm still willing to put that steak dinner on it.
Well, yeah, I know you are, and I'm willing to say I will put fast food. You'll win fast food from me, and I'll win a steak dinner from you because you have great odds. That's what we call the odds.
Agreed, gentlemen's bet.
All right, gentlemen's bet. You whatever fast food restaurant, and we're talking. It's the you know what I'm talking about. We're talking like the Golden Arches, the Burger Kings, the Shake Shacks, the Jack in the Boxes.
Oh no, I'm getting a double Whopper with.
Whatever you
fries.
Want.
Yeah,
well, yeah whatever
around.
You want. And me?
I already know what I
you
want.
You know what?
Double
Canless.
Impossible burger because it's even more expensive. I'm going high end.
Oh, yeah. All right. Whatever you want to do. It's your, you know, it's your crazy time if you win. What happens, by the way, what happens if neither Locke or Levi start?
It's just Baker Mayfield. All of a sudden, waltzes in.
Oh, I hope not.
It's just a draw at that point.
Yeah.
Then we just buy each other a beef stick.
There you go.
Just okay, one beefsteak.
Yeah. That works out well for me.
You don't want Baker?
No, not at all. I really don't want nothing against the dude. I just feel like
nothing against him, but I no way in hell no, do I want that man.
Nothing against him personally. Professionally, I just feel like we don't need him. We do not need to get him.
He played great when he was healthy.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't want to give anything away from him. We're in a rebuilding situation where anybody wants to. I don't want to sacrifice a dime for this guy. I don't want to pay any of his salary. I'd rather go with Drew Lock or get high on Levi than go with a guy who's already injury prone, pay him a lot of money, and have him be injured again. I don't
want one injury. I think, I don't know. I wouldn't want to spend a lot of money either on him. I don't have to be like a totally restructured deal because, like, he's not making like superstar quarterback money, but he's making more than a rookie contract deal quarterback.
Exactly.
Right. So you don't want to completely back up the truck for something like that. But if they could get him on a discount, because I got to imagine it seems like nobody's going to want him just because everyone's kind of got their guy. And they're going to have to release him. I don't know. I mean, I'm not opposed to the idea. I'm not going to be heartbroken if they don't get him.
I don't know how the contracts work, but if they release him, which means his contract is null and void and he's got to do a new one and they can get him on the cheap, that's a whole different story, Steve. I can't argue with giving him a shot if we can get him for cheap, 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 cheap. Mm-hmm. I want him for Drew Lock money. I want him for, you know, Levi money.
For Geno Smith money.
Yeah, that's what I want him for.
$2 million, sure.
Yeah, then I'll give him a shot.
Why not?
Then I'll give him a shot, but...
As long as he doesn't make those stupid commercials at Lumen Field, I'm good with that.
Oh, he's living at Lumen Field. He's got to live in Lumen Field.
I just want him to take pictures in front of like wild exotic animals like he did before.
Oh.
I'm in for that.
And you know what? When we talk about corny, I mean, he was super corny. Like, I'm living at the stadium. You know.
But yeah, wasn't it him and took a picture in front of a tiger?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
dude.
There's your guy.
Please?
Okay, there's your guy.
Do you remember this picture?
I don't remember him in the tiger. Hold on. You got it for me?
Shirtless in front of a sweet car with a tiger.
Whoa.
That needs to be that's the anti-Russ right there.
Okay.
That's the exact opposite of Russell Wilson.
We're getting Joe Exotic as a quarterback. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. Just look at him just walking around shirtless, walking a tiger. There's nothing more awesome than that.
This is why you are not in charge of personnel recruitment.
Somebody actually made that picture of him as the Tiger King.
As the Tiger King. He's our Tiger King.
It's a great picture. It's a great brand when you're winning. But when you're not winning, you look like a moron. And I don't know if I want that guy here.
Think the Tiger's got like a Seahawks jersey on. He can't wear a jersey because he's shirtless, of course.
Of course, yeah, he's got to go out shirtless. That's how he's going to be the Bert Kreischer of football. Sure, let him do it.
Gosh, that would be the best thing ever.
Yeah, you see, you have a whole different agenda. You don't even care if we win. You just want that.
I just want awesomeness. And that I feel like that picture alone brings awesomeness.
All right.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.